Maddie in the Morning.
Kiss 108.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome into the Maddie Show. You know what? We're having a lot of fun here today. And we're having fun at each other's expense because everybody's got something really crazy going on. So, Bex, do we have a contest here?
Oh, no, we didn't. We're good.
Oh, it's all set.
Yeah,
okay.
It's all set. So got you now, covered, my friend.
Okay, good, because we need to get right to Justin. Justin comes in this morning. You have to understand, we all got in here. It was a rainy morning. It was pouring rain early this morning. So Justin walks in and he says, Billy, I got to tell you, I pulled a complete Billy costume on the weekend on Mother's Day. I said, what are you talking about? So you had an all-out fight with a neighbor, Justin.
Yeah, so I bought my house about 6 months ago. On one side, the neighbors are great. On the other, I've never met her, never really seen her. But the other neighbors said that this woman is not that nice. So that was that.
Okay.
Saturday, I'm dumping dirt in my woods behind my house. So I have a big yard, and then I have woods, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I have dirt from tree stumps that I had. So I'm just dumping it in the woods and I'm spreading it out and making it look nice. She comes walking out and starts yelling at me. Doesn't say, hi, I'm so-and-so. What is your name? Anything. She starts yelling at me in the middle of my yard. So I took the high road and I was very respectful. And I said, let's talk about it. She didn't want to talk about it. And I said, okay, I'm not going to come near your property. I'm not affecting your property. And she kept going on and on and on. And I said, thank you very much. Have a great day. All day I thought to myself, I should have handled that a little bit differently.
Oh,
I should have said, my name is Justin. Nice to meet you. But I didn't. Yesterday in my yard with my son Abel, he's four.
Here we go.
We're playing cards, hanging out. And I look up.
Wait a minute. You're playing poker with your son?
No, cars. Oh, you thought cars?
It did sound like cars.
What do you think? I'm running games with my kid?
Wow, that's weird. Get them started early.
Yeah.
So we're playing cars, and I look up, and there she is, standing in my yard.
The same woman. Yeah.
So she says to me, this is where the property line is. This is the town of Salem's land. She wasn't really making any sense because she's basically mad that I didn't bring the dirt in further into the woods. So whatever. Yeah. So I stand up and I said, my name is Justin and this is Abel. And we've lived here for 6 months and it's nice to meet you. And she said, I don't care who you are and I don't want to know you.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Very nasty.
Awesome. Pure New Hampshire.
Yeah. Well, that's one argument. Well, so this is when, the pause between the thought and the action comes because I could feel the anger coming.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I stood up and I unloaded on her. And I wasn't like calling her names or anything. I just said to her, if you have anything to say to me or my family, call the police, call the town, call the FBI.
FBI.
But do not come on my property again and don't talk to any of us again because it's obvious that you don't respect my family or me and that you don't want to be civil about this.
I'm yelling this, okay?
And then I said to her, have a great day. That's my Billy Costa thing. Have a great day.
How you doing now?
Ready for this? Here we go.
Okay.
I turn around in anger. And there's a woman standing right behind me who watched the whole thing from Edible Arrangements, who was bringing a gift from my Aunt Franca.
Oh, Franca.
Franca downstairs. She was her son sent her Edible Arrangements.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so she's standing there, and I said, I'm so sorry. Now, this is the end of it. I said, I'm so sorry, and I walk over to get it, and then I hear Abel, who's four, yell to the lady, bye! Lady, I can't talk to anymore!
Oh, my God.
Wait, did Abel yell at the...
No, at the
edible
woman.
Edible arrangements?
No, at the woman that I just
neighbor.
Told never to talk to us again.
Oh, my God. Now Abel's involved.
Yeah. So it got me thinking. I was last night. I said, I wonder what, other people have crazy neighbor stories.
Of course.
I didn't do anything. Like, why wouldn't she just... who knows what's going on with her in her life? Something must have happened.
There needs to be a full-blown your neighbor and Franca and Nani fight. That's what it needs.
Oh, they don't want to go for them.
Cage match.
Your mother-in-law that's downstairs, bring her up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a wild.
That's why they say fences make the best neighbors.
But we have a fence. Yeah. I don't understand
You need a taller one.
Yeah.
I love that the edible arrangements person innocently is like standing there with the melon.
Yeah, that's like some commercial or something.
Oh, her jaw was dropped. She didn't know what to think. Harriet's Mother's Day.
The chocolate dipped strawberries.
Yeah.
Now, at what point did you throw the iPad out the window?
Well, so that incident happened with the neighbor, and then I had to leave with my son to go make all the stops for Mother's Day, my mom, my dad, and he was being really bad, and, you know, I was like, I'm not going to hold my ground with him, and I said, if you keep being bad, we're going to go home, and he wasn't listening, and then he poured water all over his iPad in my back seat.
Oh.
So I whipped the iPad out the window while we were driving.
Yes, the model dad right there.
Yes, and I kept going, and he started flipping out. I ended up getting the iPad back, but I stood my ground. I brought him home, and I put him for a nap, and he didn't see anybody for Mother's Day.
Wow. No, that's good, because that's hard.
Yes.
Like, and that was another Billy Costa throwing the iPad out.
Because the punishment is not only for the kid, it's also for you. Yeah.
Billy, didn't you cancel Christmas one time?
That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. No Christmas. And that was on Christmas Eve.
I love that.
Canceled.
Do you understand how many times I've used that line because of you?
No Christmas.
Yeah. We have Jen on the phone who said she has a neighbor story,
too. Boy. Hey, Jen.
Hi.
Turn your radio off, if you could, please.
Yes.
Okay. So what's going on with you, Jen?
So I actually have a harassment order on my neighbor who lives like 5 feet from my house.
Oh, boy.
What does a harassment order even mean?
It's like a restraining order, but because he's not family or an ex, it's a harassment order instead of restraining order.
Okay. So what led to the harassment order?
So my kids go outside and they'll play basketball, and because of the bounce of the basketball, he'll come outside and he'll threaten them and start throwing things at them, all because they're playing basketball in the street.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That's a bad neighbor.
So they have a hoop set up in the street, and they go out and they shoot around, right?
Yes.
Wow.
But he comes out, he's had issues with us before. But since COVID, he's been heavily drinking, so it got a little crazier.
Haven't we all? But thank you. Let's go to Danielle, because she's got a real neighbor story here. Danielle, you there?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Good morning. So it actually started with basketball, and then, like, the former caller, and then it escalated. We decided to put a pool in.
Yeah.
And they were really unhappy about the pool, and we had the property staked out, and they got really upset about the pool and put up a fence, and they put the ugly side of the fence up facing our property, which is not very neighborly.
It's supposed to be the other way.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the other way, but she didn't care. And so we complained about the fence, and one morning I was sitting outside drinking my coffee, and she put up a ladder and leaned over the fence and started spray painting it with orange paint to make it, like, uglier.
Oh.
My side. On our side.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This goes on everywhere.
And I ran outside, and I'm like, what are you doing? You're crazy. What are you doing? And she was screaming about how it was her fence. Long story short, like, my husband had to go over the next day and, like, knocked on the door and was like, listen, get rid of the paint, or we're going to have to file a harassment order.
There
and her
it
husband
is.
Sent somebody over to, like, sand the orange paint off of the fence. But they're crazy.
Everybody's filing harassment orders.
This actually makes me feel better, though.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
Justin, be careful, because we got to go. But I want to thank Kristen. She's calling in concerned about Justin. She thinks your neighbor's going to kill you.
All the kings had their queens on the throne.